Okay, everybody please stand. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. His words will I hide in my heart, and in my mouth sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior's kingdom which stands, one Savior, crucified, risen and come again, the life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's good to be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Been sending us some good rain. The mountains need the rain, put the fires out.
Yes,
yeah. All right. Prayer list. Caleb Morgan, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Strantz, Gladys Keehan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Taggett Family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keehan, Saul, Carol Loomis, Brenda Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhart, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby Family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Finley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Mike, Lane, Missy Morgan, Allie, Drake Clark, Amy Claw, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad, sister, and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Lou Annan family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Potty, Judah, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie and husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, James Ront, Stormy Mace, Carly Mace, Hannah Hensley, and Jill and Jimmy Young. So, has anybody got anything to take away or add?
Please put Bella Shannon on the prayer list.
All right, you're going to have to spell.
B-E-L-L-A.
B-E-L-L-A.
Mm-hmm. Shannon, S-H-A-N-N. O-N.
Okay.
She is a young lady that goes to school with Drake at CDCC, and she has a respiratory issue from birth, but she's been sick really bad for the last 3 weeks. She can hardly breathe. So just pray for her.
Okay.
God will heal her.
All right. Just remember that. Anyone else? Okay, did we get anything on our heart tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
Amen. I'm thankful for saving me and thank you for helping me Monday not get money up back to hospital from falling.
Amen.
I don't know how
shame on it.
And those children will suffer.
I remember, I think it was Elizabeth Dole that was over the roof, the Red Cross, when we was at Jacob's Fort. And churches in this area, they had, containers, like those on the back of a truck. Several of them, just full of stuff to go to Romania and Bulgaria. It was food, clothes, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And she stopped it from going over there. She held it up in customs. I'm thinking.
Did she say why?
Don't need a reason. They just mean, I guess.
Why?
They just don't want to help those people.
Yeah.
You know. Who knows what goes on in the minds of these people? You know, it's unreal.
Yes.
But, you know, a lot of people put a lot of, I'm not saying this in too bad of a negative way, but, you know, they put a lot of emphasis and a lot of support into some of these agencies, like, Red Cross, even Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And are they really doing what they say they're doing?
I can say firsthand, Goodwill doesn't do a lot of what people think
they do. Yeah, they're, we actually seen some of that during the hurricane. But, me and Christy, we shop at there, but.
Oh, I shop there too.
Me too.
But I used to run Goodwill.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I saw from my own two eyes how things operate.
Yeah.
And the public's misconception of their charitable works.
Yeah.
For everything that goes out, they make a dollar off of it. Trust and believe that.
Yeah.
I've seen cabin cruisers get donated. I've seen vehicles get donated. I've seen stuff go in that door and get shipped right to the main office.
Yeah. You know, I can't remember what preacher it was. I think I actually seen it like on YouTube or something, or Facebook or something, but, he says these people call wanting donations for this and that and the other. And he says, he tells them, all the money that I donated to the local church, because I know that that church is going to do good with it.
Well, and my preference used to be the Christian ministry when they were operating here, but Salvation is my choice now.
Well, we go to Salvation Army too, but the only really hard thing with Salvation Army, if you go donate a big bunch of stuff, they ain't got nowhere to take it to.
Yeah.
You know, we go to the one in Maiden and they just don't have no, if you got one or two bags of something, you're good, but if you got a whole big bunch of stuff, they turn it away because they ain't got no way of dealing with it.
Wow. Yeah, we used to have to, we would throw stuff away in those long dumpsters, and homeless people would come and dumpster dive.
Yeah.
And we would have to, try to run them off. If they tried to take something with them, then we had to call the authorities.
If you're throwing it away, what makes the difference?
You're throwing it away. And the thing of this too, well, back then, all the stuff that we would pull off the floor that sat there for a while and didn't get sold, it's color paper. It got sold by the pound to a third world country to resell to, the poor, the needy, whatnot, what have you. So, yeah, when I start seeing things like that, I just...
Well, you know, one of the ones in Conover is that way, so by pain.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, yeah, that's connected to the Goodwill Home for North Carolina, yeah.
All right. So, just come and pray, and we'll sing a couple songs. And
many years I traveled down this weary road, watched the fleeting changes, tried to share some load. Now my work is finished, steps are mighty slow. I've been waiting, Lord, to go. I've been waiting, waiting on this shore. Long I traveled. Yonder. While I cross that river to that better land, open wide the portals, play a little slow. I've been waiting, Lord, to go. I've been waiting, waiting on this shore. Long I travel, ain't gonna travel no more. Shades of evening falling, steps are getting slow. I've been waiting, Lord, to go. 401. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, a land of cloudless days. Oh, a land of where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. And they tell me that that land's far away, where the tree of life in eternal bloom sheds its fragrance to the uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of nobody sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of the King in His beauty there. And they tell me that my eyes shall be old, where He sits on the throne that is whiter than snow, in that city that is made of gold. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of the cloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh,
hold. 1 Corinthians 15 and probably about 34.
Could you repeat that, Pastor? 1 Corinthians?
15:34. Be in 1 Corinthians 15 and starting in verse number 34. Preacher, how will you go ahead and pray for us?
Lord, I just thank you once again for that speedy tonight, Lord. We just thank you that you're so good to us, Lord. We can't thank you enough, Lord, for your goodness and your love and your mercy, Lord. We're just glad we're saved. We're glad that you care. Glad you want us for your own. Glad we have a home in heaven, Lord. Glad we're in Christ. Just thankful to see you, Lord, being a child. Pray to help the preacher, touch him, use him, Lord God. Give him what you have for us, Lord, and help us to receive it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. All right. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not the body that shall be, but bare grain that it may chance of wheat, or some other grain. Now, I think what Paul's trying to get to us here is, you think about a piece of corn. We put that little yellow piece in there, but it don't come up like that, does it? It comes up into a big, beautiful stalk. It gets ears, and then you don't find one kernel of corn, but you find many.
Yes.
Well, our body is, you know, when we die, this old flesh, one of these days it's going to be brought up. It's going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. It ain't going to be the same. It's going to be different.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, because it's going to be perfect. Man, I want to ask you something tonight, church. Could you imagine having an absolutely perfect, 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 perfect body? But you're going to have that one of these days. We all are. We're going to go down this old corruptible flesh that just, you know, all it ever enjoyed was the things that was against, basically, against what the Lord wanted. It's just full of all rotten sin and stinking.
Yep.
But when it comes up, glory to God. Can't grow weight.
Amen.
It's going to be better than Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Just think, you know, here this old flesh is, it's rotting, it's turned to dirt. Mm-hmm. turn to dust. With no ears, it's going to hear. With no legs, it's going to get up. Without any arms, it's going to stretch forth to the Lord Jesus and be changed in a moment, the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
From old dirt, old sinful, rotten, lustful dirt.
Yep.
And it's going to be changed into something wonderful.
Amen.
In just, just a moment. So fast, if you had a head, it'd make it spin. Glory to God. Now, folks, think that's something. You know what? If the rest of that world out there could just grasp that one moment.
Hey.
In time. If they could look and see just for that one moment where we're changed. You know what? They'd be wanting.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm going to tell you something. There is a fountain of youth.
Amen.
And it's Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
This old body, it'll get old. Mm-hmm. It'll get run down. It'll get like it was when it was first brought into this world where it couldn't do nothing without help. Mm-hmm. It'll die. It'll decay. And one day, the Father will look over at the Son and say, Son, go get your bride.
Amen.
And it'll all be changed.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
But God giveth thy body as it has pleased him to ever see of his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. Now, here's something, you got to think about here. All this flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fish, another of birds. We're all different.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Now, let me keep you in mind here. A terrestrial body is an earthly body.
Yes.
Celestial is a heavenly body.
Yes.
All right. Now, this is an example that Paul gives to us. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon. There's another glory of the stars. But one star differs from another star in glory. You think about this. You got the sun, you got the moon, you got stars. Even each star is different. There's no two of them that's the same. I mean, we sit down here and we look up, and we're looking up into what is the Milky Way, which we're a part of. And all those stars. And they look so close together. But in reality, they're far apart. But, God made them all.
Amen.
And they have glory. All right. Also is the resurrection of the dead. Now, listen to it. It is sowed in corruption, and it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, and it is raised up in glory. It is sown in weakness, and it rises in power. You think about that. Like I said before, a lot of us are going to die from old age. Or if you even die from a disease or something, you're going to be in a weakened state. But glory to God, when you get up, you're going to be strong, powerful.
Amen.
Could you imagine a day when you don't hurt? When you don't have to, you know, clean the paint off of your glasses or pull the glue out of your teeth. Amen. Charge the battery in your hearing aids. We're going to have a body that is so perfect. It's not going to have any weaknesses. It's not going to, most of all, not have any sin. Amen. There ain't going to be no corruption. We wrestle and fight each and every day with temptations of sin.
Yes.
Each and every one of us, even the preacher, Christians, each and every day have to wrestle and fight against the temptations of sin.
Amen.
We don't want to sin. We try our best not to sin. But sometimes we slip up.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes the devil just convinces us the wrong thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Eve. She was persuaded. But there's going to be a day when all that's over.
Amen.
That you ain't going to have to wrestle with the temptations of sin because there's no sin there. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Let's go to verse 44 here. It is sown a natural body. It raised up spirit and is raised up a spiritual body. He's talking about that like that resurrection. You know, it's sown, it's put into the ground as, you know, a natural body, but it's raised up as a spiritual body.
Amen.
Plus that new body, I believe that we're going to get, it's going to be a spiritual body.
Amen.
It's not going to be like this old dirt we got down here. It's going to be so much better. And as it is written, the first man, Adam, was made of a living soul. And the last Adam was made of a quickened spirit. We're talking about here Adam and Jesus. How be it that was the not the first, which is spiritual, how be it that was not the first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural and afterward is spiritual? The first man is of the earth. Folks, we are the earth. I mean, we're made out of dirt. You take and drain all the water out of us, we're going to be dirt. The second man is the Lord from heaven, which is Jesus. Folks, we're going to be like that second man when we get that spiritual body. We're going to be like him. Now, I'm not saying we're going to be the sons of God, but, you know, we're not going to have that like the devil did wanting to be God.
Yeah.
We're going to be the sons of God.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
We are now the sons of God.
Amen.
I mean, just to put it literally. But up there, we're going to be the perfect son. Because, you know, there won't be no sin. As is the earthly, such are also they that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also They are heavenly. And as we have bore the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Glory to God. Folks, did you grasp that? As right now, we're bearing, right now, we're born of the image of the earthly.
Yes.
We are the earthly. But when we lay these old bodies down, and Jesus is coming back up and changes that thing, we're heavenly.
Amen. Yes.
Like Him. Glory to God. That's a lot to grasp, baby. That something like me, that ain't worth nothing, was just a little bit of God's handiwork in the moment of twinkling of an eye, could be so worth so much.
Amen.
Amen. It's think on the lines that you go out here and feel somewhere and you find you a 1957 Chevrolet Marillard, no post, two door, sitting in the field, worthless, rotted away, rotten away, and somebody comes along and purchases that and takes and recreates that thing and makes it a beautiful car again. Perfect. No blemishes. It's perfect. Car that would be worth $3,000 or $4,000 sitting out in the field rusting away is now worth $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. Just imagine yourself like that car. Here we are on this old world. Corrupt, ain't worth nothing. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. But then the Lord comes along, He calls us up. We're changed in that moment in the twinkling of an eye. Then we're priceless.
Amen.
Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm saved by God's almighty graces, and He loves me now.
Amen.
And to me, to Him right now, I am worth something.
Yes.
But when you know this whole world looks at us, they look, leave. Glory to God, one of these days. You know, me and Christy was over on our property over in Mountain View today. It was over another day too, but that's when we noticed it. Little purple flowers all in, you know, just everywhere. Wisteria.
Yeah.
And I was unloading the stuff off in the trailer, and I got over next to that stuff, and it smelled so pretty. It was beautiful. All of the wood line, you've seen all them purple flowers hanging. It is just the sweet smell of those flowers. God just gave me a little image of what I'm going to be like one of these days.
Yep.
Beautiful, sweet smelling. Amen. I know you look at me now and you say, Preacher, the Lord's got a lot of work on His hands. But glory to God, He can do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And as we have bore the image of the earth, earthly, we also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brother, the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither did corrupt inherit any corruption. This flesh is going to have to change. honest with you. This old body, it couldn't bear him. It wouldn't know what to do. So God's going to make a body that's perfect for heaven. Amen?
Amen.
He's going to change us in that moment in the twinkling of an eye. Glory to God. I tell you what, church, I'm going to be honest with you. It makes you almost want to go home now, don't it? But we still got to wait a while. We got brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, that ain't in Christ yet, that will be.
Yeah.
And you know, we got to wait on them. You know, it would just tickle my heart to death to look across this sanctuary one day and just see it full of people hungry for the Word of God. Wanting this that we read about tonight to be in that place when the Lord comes back and calls for His church, then we're all, we know what to do to get up and all of us fall up together and go join the Lord. Glory to God. What a wonderful, wonderful thought.
Amen.
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 Does anybody got anything on their heart tonight? Okay, no. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just pray, God, that you can bless and touch each one that's here. Lord, we just pray, God, that there's someone out there that's watching on one of these two cameras. Lord, they listen to this message, Lord, it just might give them the desire to want to be in that day, to be changed in that moment in the twinkling of an eye. Lord, that they would surrender now, Lord, accept you as their Savior. Lord, we pray this prayer in hopes that it would reach someone that you would bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, Mom. What does corruption mean?
Oh, did that.